Chapter 4 Miss Havisham. Time went by, and I thought less and less of my friend, the convict, as the months passed and we heard no more of him. Then there happened something which drove him quite out of my mind for a long time to come. It was on a market day it happened. My sister, as was sometimes her habit, had driven into town with Uncle Pumblechook to assist him in buying such stuffs and goods as required a woman's judgment. They were late coming back to the forge. It was dark before we heard the sound of iron shoes upon the road, and the two of them drove up, wrapped to the eyes. We were soon all in the kitchen, and my sister began unwrapping herself in great haste and excitement. "Now," she said, fixing her eyes on me, "if this boy isn't grateful this night, he never will be." "Why?" asked Joe, a puzzled look on his face. "Because," said my sister, "Miss Havisham uptown wants this boy to go to her house and play there. And of course he's going. And he had better play there," she added, "or I'll give him something to remember." I had heard of Miss Havisham uptown. Everybody for miles around had heard of Miss Havisham uptown, as a wonderfully rich old lady who lived in a large and dismal house that was barred like a prison, and in which she had shut herself away from the world. "Well, to be sure," cried Joe, astonished. "I wonder how she comes to know Pip." "Stupid," answered my sister. "Who said she knew him? Uncle Pumblechook has to go there sometimes to pay his rent, and she asked him if he knew of a boy to go and play there. He, being a sensible man, unlike some, mentioned this boy here, whose fortune may be made by his going to Miss Havisham's. Uncle has offered to take him into town tonight, and then to Miss Havisham's in the morning. And here I stand talking, with Uncle waiting, and this boy thick with dirt from head to foot." With that she sprang upon me, and my face was put under the tap, and I was soaped and scrubbed and rubbed with towels until I was quite beside myself. When that was done, I was put into my best and tightest suit, delivered over to Uncle Pumblechook, and driven off to town without any idea why on earth I was going to play at Miss Havisham's, and what on earth I was expected to play at.